Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rowan.
And this is Rand.
Today's guest is someone that is super, super exciting and super special. For me especially, this is like a huge fangirl moment because I've been following her on Instagram and on YouTube for a long time. So having her as a guest on our podcast is super exciting. Today's guest is Maha El Gawli, who some of you may know by her Instagram and YouTube handle, maha.com. She is an Egyptian-American third-year medical student. After college, she worked for a big pharma for 2 years before deciding to go to medical school. She has a YouTube channel where she shows the behind the scenes of life as a medical student. And if you don't already follow her on Instagram and you don't watch her YouTube videos, you should, because she has one of my favorite YouTube channels and one of my favorite like Instagram accounts ever. And I absolutely love following her.
Yeah, she's an inspiration. And Rowan recently introduced me to her Instagram, and I absolutely love following it. Even if you're not like a medical student or wanting to be a medical student, it's like really nice. She gives a lot of motivational tips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And her YouTube channel is so fun to watch, especially like she has these like studying dates or whatever every week. And for the past 2 weeks, I've been like studying with her through her YouTube channel, and it's really motivating. So you guys should go check that out. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start. So the first question we have for you is, why did you choose medicine?
So actually, surprisingly, I didn't choose medicine originally. I was very anti-medicine. I went to for my undergrad university. I was doing biology, but I saw a lot of the pre-meds, and I wasn't really interested in how like stressed and how intense they were all the time. So I was really just like doing biology because I was interested in it. And then I found myself going along the research path. So I kind of followed that for my entire undergrad career, and then I graduated, and because I did co-ops, which are like 6 month internships, I did 3 of them in undergrad. I was able to land a pretty good job right out of college, and actually I was working in something called translational research, which connects the clinical side of medicine to the bench side of medicine, so the research side of medicine. And like a year into that, I was like jealous of all the clinicians, like of all the physicians who were actually doing the clinical trials. And I was like, oh shoot, I think I'm going to go into medicine. So then I kind of, took the MCAT, and I like found this, I got this random email that was not even supposed to be sent to me about a volunteering opportunity at Cooper Hospital. So I took it just to see what it was like, and I fell in love. And next thing I knew, I loved Cooper when I came for the interview, and now I'm here now. So it wasn't really my plan, but alhamdulillah, it worked out for the best.
That's super cool, mashallah. Like, I love how it's like a non-traditional way to get into medicine, and like you had gone through other things before you finally picked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I think is really important. I think not, you know, a lot of people just think it sounds cool to go into medicine, or they always dreamed of being a doctor, so they kind of are one-track minded the entire time. And I think you miss a lot of things when you do that. So just trying to stay as broad and experienced life and different specialties and different jobs as much as you can is really important.
Yeah, definitely. So can you tell us a little bit more about what medical specialty you're thinking of going into and what your overall career goals are?
So that is a great question because I don't know, and I really should know by now. So I am a third year. And I'm like halfway finished my third year. And at this point, most people either 100% know what they're going into or like can really narrow it down. And I'm at a place where I love every single specialty. Like once we do a rotation, I finish and I'm like, okay, I can do this for the rest of my life. So it's a great question because I really should answer that. Like it would be great if we could figure it out together. But I'm leaning towards primary care, but I also love being in the OR. And so I'm finding myself like really conflicted, and I'm also, it's really important for me to have like a good work-life balance when I grow up. Like when I grow up, I am grown. Oh my God. But I like want a family and stuff. So I don't want a career that's going to like suck me dry for the next 20 years. So right now I'm really between emergency medicine, family medicine, and OBGYN. Those are the three that I'm between, which are so different. So I have no idea.
That's awesome, though. I think that, like, there's so many different specialties to choose from, and I'm a pre-med, and I'm still an undergrad, and even just, like, seeing, like, different, like, physicians and, like, their different areas, you're like, oh, my God, everything is so cool. You know, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I think this would be really cool, and I could see myself doing it, but, like, I feel like everything is so cool, so I feel like that's definitely like super, it's very hard to choose.
Do you have an idea of what you want to go into?
Right now, like pediatrics or OBGYN, but again, probably going to change, you know, when I actually do everything.
So. Come into it and you have an idea and then you start doing stuff. And like you said, everything is so cool. And like there are, it's depending on the people you work with, you fall in love with certain specialties. So it is really hard to narrow it down.
Yeah. And I know like one thing that I also really love about like your Instagram and your page is that you kind of show like through like all the experiences that you've had in medical school, like you kind of show everyone else like how you stay motivated on top of things. So can you give our listeners like some tips on how you do stay motivated throughout like your rotations and through studying and how you stay on top of everything?
Yeah. So I actually, that's changed so much for me this year. So the first 2 years, we really just like, our job is to study. So the motivation for me there was there are so many people who tried to be in the place that I am now. And because I'm here, I have to study, like, you know, like it would be messed up or not right for it. Say I took someone's spot in my medical school class. If I'm not giving it my all, then that person could have had the spot over me. So that was something that I would always try to remember, is like, los padres had to put me here for a reason. And so I have to like at least give it my all. But transitioning into third year now, it's a lot harder because we're in the hospital all the time. So you finish a full shift, like sometimes it's like 14, 15 hours, and you still have to find time to study. So that, to find motivation there, I'm actually still struggling with that. But anything that, like, we were just talking about this earlier, making like a video and holding yourself accountable because you're on video, like as weird as that sounds, is a big thing. Or even like, I used to do this thing where I do like, if I study for 1 hour, I can have 20 minutes to chill and do whatever I want. So like, instead of studying for 4 hours and only like half of that was productive, I would like split it up and give myself more breaks throughout the time, which I found to be super helpful when you just like have to sit there and study.
I really like that because that's something that I struggle with too. I'm like, oh, I studied for 4 hours, but how many of those hours were actually productive? Because I just go for really long periods. So I'm going to also try that like in my personal life. That's really good tip.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we talked about this when we first hopped on the call. I don't know if we got this on the recording or not, but on Meha's YouTube channel, she has study with me videos. So basically you can like study with her because she's also studying like in the video, and Brenda and I like both use them and they're like super helpful. And it's like nice to just have someone there studying with you, even if it's not like in real time or if it's not like someone that's actually there, but it's really helpful. So check out those videos on her YouTube channel because I've been finding them super helpful in keeping me like motivated to study.
Yeah, we have a little study squad going on.
Yeah, it's super cool because like you can't get distracted because you can't talk to the person that's in the video.
Yeah.
But it's like still like someone's there.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, this person's studying, I can also study. Like you're not like super alone.
Exactly. Yeah. So how has having like a social media presence and a YouTube presence affected you both positively and negatively?
Okay, that's a good question. So let's talk about positives first, because I think I'm like shocked by how many positives have come out of it. So I was really nervous to, like, before I even went to med school and before I like made these like social public accounts, I didn't even have Facebook. I didn't have Instagram. I didn't have any social media because I'm like, I don't like to live through social media, and I realized it was negatively affecting me throughout like college years. So I actually didn't really like the idea of having like a public page or like having everything I'm doing online. And so the only justification I found for doing that was making it like a motivational page, right? So I was like, if my goal on this page is to motivate others or to inspire young Muslim women or young minorities or whatever it is to pursue their dreams, then it's all worth it. And alhamdulillah, it's all been so, so positive. Like the messages I get every day. And if in the beginning I got like maybe one or two negative comments and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to delete the entire thing. And this was like after my first YouTube video. And they were just like comments by who knows who these people are, right? They're not directly associated with me, but they really get to you. So the positives have been an enormous amount of like love and support and hearing stories of people who either because of me or because of something related to me decided to like pursue a dream of medicine or a dream of anything that seemed kind of unattainable at the time to them. Mm-hmm. So that's been extremely positive. But I will say, when you make your account public and you allow kind of criticism, good and bad, from anyone, you do get every once in a while a comment or two, and you just have to let it not affect you, and you have to know that what you're doing is right. And in, at the end of the day, it's all between you and your creator. So if you're doing right in terms of that, it doesn't matter what people think.
That's really important, because like, I know, like, for me, even though Rowan's been following you for like such a long time, and she actually told me like to start following you, even though I'm not like, well, I want to go to dental school, so it's not like I'm going to med school, but like, it's, you know, similar. So it has been like really motivating to see that a young Muslim woman like yourself that reflects our faces is doing this, and she's able to like reach her goals. Like, that's super motivating, and it's absolutely amazing.
That's why I continue to make videos, or that's why I continue to have a public page, is because it's for that same exact reason. I don't think there are so many now, and it's amazing. But when I was like considering this, I didn't know how it was going to be if I chose this path, or I didn't know how it was going to be if I chose postgraduate studies in any form. So it was just like, I need to make it visible, and I need to make people know that it's literally like, just like break down all the walls too. Because I always thought like medicine was going to be absolutely crazy. I'm not going to have time for life. I'm not going to have time for all these things. And being in it, it's not, I mean, it's kind of bad sometimes, but it's not that bad. And we survive.
Yeah. And one thing that I really like about your page as well is that I feel like you don't really like sugarcoat like being a medical student or being in medicine. Like, you show like a lot of the really, really hard parts and like, you know, the parts that are not so pretty. And I feel like so many times, like on Instagram, everyone just wants to post like the most like aesthetic, like study picture, or be like, oh, look at me, like I'm so cute when I'm studying or something, you know. But I really like how you show like the negative parts and like the hard parts and like the times when you really, really have to just like push yourself to like get over like whatever obstacles are in your way. And I think it's really important. And like, being like a young Muslim like girl today, I think, especially living in America and like wearing hijab and like having all these kind of like labels and barriers that are being put in your way, like a lot of times it just kind of seems like, yeah, you're not really gonna be able to do this, like it's gonna be so hard. But seeing your page and you like not, you know, not lying and saying like, oh, like it's great all the time, and showing like, yeah, it's gonna be hard, but you can still like make it through, is really like helpful for me personally.
Yeah, that was the goal there. And it's funny because I'm not even, sometimes I think like, oh my gosh, med school or this life is so much like easier and fun than I thought it was going to be. And I'm like trying to post just realistically. And sometimes I'm like, wow, it's been really happy and fun on this page lately. But that is the truth of it. Like, there's no, again, I'm not trying to show anything that it isn't, but it really is a lot of fun. Like, I didn't think it would be, my school is like a family and we have a great time together. And I still have my family close to me in Philly, so I'm hanging out with them all the time. So sometimes I'm like, wow, this is med school. Like, it's not horrible. I thought it would be horrible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So like, would you recommend going to med school for like people that are listening?
It depends on like what your reason for going into medicine is. So a lot of my classmates came into medicine for various reasons. And those who came into med school just because, again, their family always wanted them to, or they thought it would be like really cool to be a doctor, and you know, if they think they make a lot of money, that's not a good reason at all to come into medicine, because it is not glamorous. It's high stress all the time. It's, you know, I've sucked, as much as I like enjoyed it, I've missed out on a lot of events, and I've missed out on like a lot of Netflix series and all these things. So I would only recommend going to medicine if you have a true, true passion for putting people's needs above your own for the rest of your life, because you are probably going to do that in medicine. So there are a million other ways to make money. There are a million other ways to kind of achieve like a high status level, but medicine is truly only good for people who can give up their happiness for the health of others, because you kind of give up your own health as well.
Yeah. And kind of like, you know, hopping off of that, like, what are some of the characteristics that you think do make a good medical student? And what tips would you give to high school or college students that are thinking of a medical career?
See, that's a hard question, because I don't know that I am a good medical student, and I don't know that anyone is necessarily a good medical student. But I will say, you have to be super organized. there's like an analogy that they say that med school is like drinking out of a fire hydrant, just because the volume of material is so huge. So it's not necessarily hard. I think undergrad was harder than medical school in terms of concepts, but it's so much being thrown at you from all different directions. And not only are you having to focus on your grades, you also want to focus on your, like, you know, person skills. Like, you need to maintain a personality and remember how to talk to people when you've been studying for so many hours every single day. So being organized is, I think, the most important thing that you need to do if you're considering medical school. You need to have, like, foresight, too. You need to know that in a month from now, I'm going to be doing X, Y, Z, and you need to, like, start planning for a month from now at all times. Like, right now I'm planning for July. So I'm, like, making sure that everything I'm doing now is set for July. So whether you need to keep a planner or, like, have your kind of, like, calendar on your computer, being organized. And also, like, you have to have found yourself. And I know that sounds super cliche, but before you go into medicine, you have to know who you are. And you have to, like, have lived and experienced certain things, because you're going to be sucked dry for the first 2 years. So you need to, like, it would be a disservice to yourself to have not lived before coming into medical school.
Mm-hmm. And when, like, you decided to go to med school, how did you, like, maintain your relationships that you said, you know, you miss out on a lot of events, or, like, you don't get to do as much things sometimes, or like your time is limited at sometimes when you're studying and things like that. So how do you maintain those relationships outside of med school?
So that was something I struggled with the first year. You know, I had, and any school that you go to, you're going to have like a set schedule where you have 4 weeks and then you have a huge exam. So you know that the 2 weeks before the exam, you're not going to see anyone. You're not going to have time to, like, hang out with any of your friends. So you kind of make it work where you make plans so that 1 week after the exam, where you're, like, relatively free, you see the people that matter the most to you. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you're not going to be able to have as much free time as you did before medical school. Like, you're not going to be able to, like, go out every single weekend or go to brunch on Sundays every Sunday. So you just need to figure out who is important in your life, who's important enough to, like, take that time, because you're also, you don't have enough time for yourself either. So you kind of just have to, like, okay, I'm going to say this and it's going to sound weird, but you also get to learn who's really important in your life by who's the person that I think about hanging out with when I'm dead and I'm so tired and all I want to do is lay in bed and watch Netflix. So you figure out those, like, really close-knit friends of yours, and then I think those relationships have gotten stronger for me since I started school, because they know that I have, you know, such a limited time. I know that I haven't talked to them in a month and they're still, you know, giving me a chance and, like, still hanging out with me. So it kind of strengthens those relationships, but you have to put in effort.
Yeah. And I feel like also in that situation, it sounds like a lot of relationships can be tested as well. Cause I know for some people, like, you know, they might feel like, oh, I have to talk to someone, like, every single day. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, if not, like, then that affects the relationship negatively. But I feel like, you know, kind of going through that experience where you have, like, super limited time for only, like, a select group of people, like, it kind of tests relationships and, like, shows you who's willing to, like, stick it through with you, who's, like, understanding of your circumstances, mm-hmm. and who knows that, like, it's okay if you haven't, like, texted me or talked to me in, like, a couple of weeks. Like, it's fine. But they, like, are understanding of your situation.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't think I ever realized that before med school. So it's been great to, like, know that these people really have my back and they care about me, regardless of if I can spend time or go on extravagant trips, or, like, even, like, going out to eat sometimes is difficult in med school because you're not making money, you know? So it really does show you who's there for you. So it's been, I think, like, a blessing.
Yeah. And kind of along those lines of, like, having those people in your life that really do support you and having that support system, I know that a lot of times that's important when it comes to, you know, like, more of the harder parts of medical school. Did you ever doubt yourself when deciding to go to medical school or throughout medical school? And if so, how did you overcome those feelings?
Yeah. I doubt myself right now. Are you kidding me? Yes, you will always doubt yourself. You always feel like, oh, my God, they must have made a mistake and, like, picked my application when I think they meant to grab the other one. Like, it's called imposter syndrome, and I think there's, like, a statistic out there that says, like, 75% of medical students deal with imposter syndrome, because it's, like, it's you never feel like you're doing enough and you never feel like you're good enough. And at every step of the way, you have to kind of be like, okay, they must have not made a mistake, right? Like, I'm still surviving. I'm still doing okay. But it really, it always will get to you. So I have a big board exam coming up in June, and I'm like, I'm going to fail. Like, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to fail. Like, I'm not smart enough to take this exam. Like, I don't know enough. I haven't been working hard enough. So it is always, always there. And the only thing I've learned that helps kind of negate that feeling is keep working. Like, if you do a little bit every single day, you're getting a little bit closer. Like, even if today, like right now, I woke up and I like studied a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I feel like I'm already behind, the only thing that's going to help is to keep moving forward. Even if it's like a tiny, tiny step, but just like move in the right direction and just like try to convince yourself, as hard as it is, that you are here because you worked hard enough for it and because you earned it, not because it was an accident or you got lucky, because those two thoughts will kind of get to your head every once in a while.
That's super important, and thank you so much for sharing that, because I know, like, I'm still in high school and I feel that all the time. And like, when you say keep working, sometimes I just like completely freeze and I'm like, okay, I'm done, like, I don't know what to do, so I'm not gonna do anything. But that's some really good advice. Like, I know that I'll be taking that.
Yeah, and even, like, for me as well, like, I'm an undergrad, so, like, being around pre-meds all the time, especially, like, in your pre-med classes, like, walking in a room and there's, like, 250 other pre-meds who all want to go to a certain school and who all want, like, you know, to become doctors, like, you can feel, like, a huge sense of imposter syndrome because everyone around you seems, like, so smart, or, like, they understand everything in class, like, so quickly, and it's like, oh, I'm the only one that doesn't get it, like, I definitely... like, I'm not cut out for this. So, like, I feel like just, like, every stage in life, like, no matter where you are, no matter what career you're going into, like, most people will inevitably feel imposter syndrome. And I think pushing yourself little by little is so important, because I get overwhelmed, like, so easily.
Yeah. Another great tip that you guys can try that helps me a lot is, which is kind of messed up, I think about it now, but if you realize everyone around you feels the same way, whether or not they're admitting it.
Mm-hmm.
So that person in class who's always answering every single question and they seem like they have their life all together, they probably feel exactly the way you do, but the way that they're dealing with it is different. So that thought, when I started to think about, like, because when I came into med school, like, you're no longer, everyone there is smart as hell. Like, there's no more, like, there's no, like, snoozers in class. There's no, everyone wants it just as badly as you do. So when you're in that environment, you're like, oh my God, like, okay, this is real. But you also have to remember they all feel or have felt or will feel exactly the way you do at one point or the other. And your strengths might not be their strengths, and your weaknesses might not be their weaknesses. And that's totally okay, because the people who, the reason you guys are in your classes in high school and in your classes in college are because you've earned them. And the grades that you get, you've earned them. So you just have to keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, but I think those tips are super helpful. I think along those lines of, like, imposter syndrome as well, like, a lot of times people will contribute to that imposter syndrome because they'll tell you that, like, you're not capable or you shouldn't be doing something. And people will often say to girls, like, I don't know if you've heard this too, but, like, people will say, like, to girls that are going to med school or grad school, I know this is, like, sometimes more prevalent in Arab culture as well, is that, like, it's a waste of your younger years and that you're putting off your life. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that, especially, like, you know, because there's, like, this timeline for us, I guess, where you should be married by a certain age and you should have a child by a certain age and things like that. So, like, going to med school or, like, going to graduate school or whatever, it's like, why are you doing this? Like, you're going to get married anyway, so it's kind of a waste of your time. So what would you say to people that think like that? And how do you kind of, like, motivate girls that want to go to med school and do something greater with their life? Like, what are some things you would tell them?
Yeah, so this topic gets me heated for a lot of reasons, and I was told that when I told a lot of my, like, closest family members or friends that I was going to go into medicine, I got a lot of the, oh, no, honey, why are you going to do that to yourself? And it was like, what the heck? Like, you're supposed to be like, wow, congratulations, you just got into med school. So that honestly really bothers me, because it makes people think that you can only be one or the other. You can only be a good wife or a good doctor or a good mom or a good lawyer, or you don't ever have to choose. And when you start to place limitations on your mind like that, you're never going to surpass all of these things and achieve all these accomplishments that you want to achieve. So I mean, I know that people, young Muslim women, are going to hear this at one point in their lives because I've heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you just have to drown those people out, because if you try to understand why these people are saying those things, it's probably because at one point maybe they wanted to go down this path, and then they said, oh, I won't be able to do it because I can't do both. So therefore, I have to project this onto the next person because they can't do both. So instead of like focusing on them, find, and that's where social media can really, really be helpful. Only follow the pages that inspire you. Only follow the people who are doing things that you can see yourself doing, and try to drown out the noise of everyone else, because what you really are affected, whether you realize it or not, by these pages you follow or by the people who tell you these negative comments. So just try to, as much as you can, only let in the positive thoughts and the thoughts of what you want to achieve. So there's no real answer to that question, because unfortunately we are going to continue to receive comments like that when people find out you are ambitious, they will try to break you down. Whether regardless of the field that you're in, regardless of anything that you're doing, if you want to be like an Olympic gymnast, it doesn't matter where you want to go, people are going to try to knock you down. So you just have to drown them out, and you just have to keep moving forward and prove them wrong.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's great advice. And yeah, it's just very frustrating to see that's like something that is prevalent. It can be more prevalent among like Muslim communities, because people do come from cultures where like girls need to be married when they're very young and all this stuff. And kind of like in their minds, sometimes like graduate school or like, you know, going after your career even like gets in the way of that plan. And it's frustrating to see that like in our communities where we're supposed to be supportive of like, you know, especially women, like getting, you know, a great education and having great experiences and giving back to the community, you know, by being a doctor, by being whatever else, is so important. And then seeing that like we're kind of shutting people down. But yeah, I think it can be hard to like block it out, like you were saying. But yeah, and it's important to keep going. And your page is definitely something that helps, you know, inspire me when I'm like, oh, it's going to take up so much time and all this stuff. But I think it's very inspiring to see other people doing it. And then you're kind of like, well, if other people can do it, then I can do it too.
Exactly. And I will say this, the women that I know who are either doctors or dentists or lawyers or whatever, PAs, whatever it is, they're amazing moms because of it. They're amazing wives because of it. Because how can you, you know, there's a saying, how can you pour from an empty cup? If you have dreams that you aren't going after, you're not going to be happy in your life. And if you're not happy, you can't give to others. So if you're really passionate about something, forget everyone else and do it anyway.
I feel like that's really important, because at the end of the day, you're stuck with the decision that you made, and those people that are like stopping you, they're not going to be there at one point in your life. So it's like really important to chase your dreams.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah, and that's kind of like all that we wanted to talk to you about today. You gave us so many great tips and so much awesome advice, and we really thank you for taking the time out of your really busy schedule to talk to us and to share your awesome insights with us. And we're really happy that you were able to join us today.
And honestly, I'm like so much more motivated than like I started, because I was like telling Rawan, like I have been trying to find motivation, but like now I feel like, you know, if I keep working at it, hopefully I'll get to the point where I'm motivated and like get to the point where I want to be.
Exactly. And you have to remember that the people who are where you want to be, there's no secret. They're not smarter than you. They're not stronger than you. All they did was work harder than you. That's the only difference. So if you remember that and you sit your ass down and you study, you're going to be there.
Like, honestly, I needed someone to tell me that. Like, sit down, do your work, the end. Stop complaining. Like, that's it.
And like, tell it to yourself and be like, okay, you're doing it again. Like, and you're going to keep doing it over and over again, but you just have to snap out of it. And you have to be like, the only difference is that they're studying and I'm not right now. That's the only difference. I promise you.
Exactly.
That's super true.
But yeah, thank you so much again, Maha. We really appreciate you being here, and we had such a good time talking to you.
And I'm serious. If you guys are ever in this area, call me and let's hang out.
Honestly, I think Rowan and I are just going to come in that area to see you.
We'll just come up and see.
Come over.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, if you're ever in this area, like even like New York, call me and we'll meet up.
Inshallah, that would be amazing.
Thank you so much, Maha. Again, we really appreciate it. Honestly, I had such a fun time recording and talking to Maha. Like, it was such a good time, and I feel very motivated now, because before I was like telling Rana, I was like, I have so much to do, like I'm so behind, and I'm just like not motivated to mm-hmm. do any of it. But now I feel super motivated and I'm like, okay, I gotta get to it.
Yeah, no, same thing with me. I was talking to one the other day. I was looking at one. There are just so many things I need to do. I don't even know where to start, so I'm just not going to do anything. That's literally, it's such a bad thing to do, but when I feel really overwhelmed, I just kind of freeze, and yeah. I'm like, okay, we're me done too. Here. So now I know that I just need to keep working, and then hopefully, obviously, like, you're doing stuff, so you're going to get some of those things out of your way, but just don't freeze like I do.
Yeah, and honestly, guys, if you're not following Meha at meha.com on Instagram already, you should be. And, like, we never, like, recommend things or bring on guests that we don't believe are, like, genuinely awesome people with great advice and stuff that can really help you all. And so we wouldn't recommend this, like, following her and following her YouTube channel unless we really believe that she's mm-hmm. awesome, and which she is. So make sure to follow her on Instagram at meha.com. She has great tips on her Instagram for organization and, mm-hmm. you know, how to, like, organize your planners or even stuff like what kind of pens are good. And, you know, just seeing her post, she's always very real and she has, you know, great tips within her posts. And her YouTube channel has the really awesome Study With Me videos, which are very motivating. So I would really, really recommend that you guys follow her on Instagram and follow her YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, and she, like, always talks about the different processes that go on during medical school, which are really important if you're thinking about going to medical school. But if you guys are not thinking about going to medical school or even graduate school, but you're an undergrad, it's super helpful too. Like, these are tips for everyone that they could use. And also, Rawan said it's meha.com, but it's like at meha, M-A-H-A,
yeah.
dot. It's like D-O-T and then com, C-O-M.
Like, so, spell it all out.
Yeah, spell it all out. It's not like an actual dot. So yeah. You guys should really follow her. She's amazing, amazing, amazing. And we really think that you guys will love her.
Yeah, and we'll put her information in the description of this episode so that you guys can mm-hmm. check her out. But yeah, that's all we have for you guys today. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Real Talk Real Muslims and like us on Facebook at Real Talk Real Muslims. Share this episode with your friends if they need to be studying. Share this episode with them and tell them to go hop on YouTube, open Meha's Study With Me video and start studying. Mm-hmm. And give us any feedback about this episode by messaging us on Instagram or emailing us at realtalkrealmuslims@gmail.com. And finally, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, letting us know what you think about this episode and our podcast.
And we just did a little tutorial of how you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. So if you're not sure how to do that, we have it highlighted for you guys
on our Instagram.
Yep. So that's Real Talk Real Muslims for you.
Bye.